This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Hey, Wiz Khalifa, by the way. Yeah, I met Wiz Khalifa in the hallway.
On last episode, you walked out, and there he was.
Said he was a big fan. I was really unhappy about that.
He's just saying that.
Nah, he stopped. He waited. I didn't even know it was him. He was stopped and waited to give me a pound.
Is this true? Shelby, did you see any of this?
K-Bar was there. K-Bar
took the picture.
Oh, that's right. Cameron was there.
Wow.
I didn't hear the part about him being a fan.
Oh, yeah. He said that to me when he came out when I was pounding him. It was an awkward pound.
It was a strange pound from Wiz Khalifa.
But I was holding weed in my hand when he was on the way out.
Oh, all right.
For a friend. I was holding it for a friend.
Khalifa sounds Islamic. You think he's up to something?
You think he has something to do with
Wiz Khalifa?
Not the ham sandwich, turkey.
Yeah, turkey.
It's awful what happened in Turkey, that bomb. What's up with the bombs, Kurt? Haircut,
well,
Kurt, answer the questions.
According to the half awake watching the news that I did yesterday,
right.
Turkey, I guess, kind of liked ISIS, and then it got out of hand for them, and now ISIS attacks them.
Is it like a violent girlfriend that you had a bad breakup and...
They have a thing, they have their problem with the Kurds, I guess.
Yeah.
Turkey. And then, so the Kurds are fighting ISIS. So
now, the Kurds are like northern Iraq, correct? Right before the Turkey border.
Yeah. And okay.
But the Kurds are in a bunch of places. There's like the Iraqi Kurds, the Turkish Kurds.
Cheese curds. Yeah, delicious cheese
curds. There's a lot of like harmless food names in this terrible...
That's footage right there. You got footage of this attack all over television, by the way.
Damn.
Yeah. People running at the airport. Jesus Christ. Ooh. This guy with guns. Is this firing?
It was guns and bombs going off.
Guns and bombs going off. Mm-hmm. Sounds like one of those Outkast songs.
Yeah, the Kurds, we haven't. They're like allies to us, I guess, that we've never helped properly.
We never helped the Kurds?
Yeah, because it's always strategically bad. Because trying to be friends. There's so many friends and enemies over there that you got to navigate through. So
our government designated them as a terrorist organization.
Who?
The PKK, it's like one of the People's Kurdish
fighters. Listen, Mandela was on a terrorist list in the 80s.
That's
American government.
Change,
yeah. So
that's my smart point I'm making.
So that list to me is like, stop.
Well, that's how I know you belong on it, first of all. This should be a Sherrod, just watching Sherrod list.
Yeah, come on.
I don't trust him.
This footage is crazy, though. The footage of the bombing and everybody running is like Brussels all over again. You see people falling. Look at this guy hopping now. He can't even walk right because he got shrapnel in his leg. Brutal. I mean, are we scared that something like this might happen in New York again, Kurt?
I mean, my mom is. She brings it up every time I talk to her.
Does she?
In my experience, the cops like are really into protecting white people, though, so I think they're going to do their jobs and hold it down.
Yeah, they did a great job on 9/11.
You
listen,
can't
Karen,
yeah,
will
you
cannot. Karen.
That is, you cannot count on that.
Yeah,
nobody's getting, they're not doing anything for nobody.
No, I'm comfortable.
I think the safest places, though, to be honest, in America, is the hood. As far as
I
terrorist
feel like
attacks.
That when I watch Swamp Murders and shit.
Ain't nobody coming up there to the Dominican Republic where you live to bomb nothing.
Well, I don't know, man. You never know. You never know if somebody's going to do a little opportunity. Because even that guy in
Florida, makes no sense. It makes no sense.
But the guy shooting up the gay club made no sense. But they encourage you. They encourage these people, like, if you're just like a loser that want to identify with something, they'll be like, hey, sit here with us and do something kooky. So all you need is a weird, lonely guy up there. You know, and then...
You're like, I'll do my part.
Yeah, I'll shoot up the Bachata Dance Festival or whatever.
Oh, no. They have a special weekend for the 4th of July party over there.
Oh, my God. It's always a block party where I am.
It's a surprise when it's not a block party.
They've been blasting that... Whack, 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 whack. They've been blasting that song nonstop on my block, dude.
I'm glad that Rihanna is in your constant rotation.
I consider that a form of terror.
See me, Hefty?
I'm just in the shower listening to that all day. But you never get tired of that song, huh?
Good. That's what I love. You think you hated the fucking We Them Boys song. That work is going to pick away at you like a woodpecker.
I don't have the dog to balance out the outside noise anymore because he's at like rehab camp to stop.
Oh, the dog?
Yeah,
really?
Hopefully he's
for how long?
For
another month or so, I think.
I mean, it's 3 months total. He's gone for
that. See, that dog had problems. When you got to send your dog away for 3 months.
He had goiter. Not a goiter. What was
thyroid.
A thyroid.
He had a low thyroid.
He had a low. Yeah, he had a low thyroid.
And he has not had enough fish oil.
If you don't shut up.
He might have to be on Prozac. Sherrod.
He bit your sister's fucking nose off.
Yeah. I think when he comes back, he's going to be on Prozac, and he has to take medicine for a thyroid condition.
Wow.
And
he needs special oil.
My dog is Lisa Traeger.
Now, does dog Prozac, can we take those?
I don't know.
We're definitely going to find out, huh, Kurt? We definitely find it out.
I took all
human plasma. Dog plasma.
Is that if I sell my dog's medicine on the street?
Oh, I can't wait till the night we're snorting your dog's fucking pills.
It is the same thing. You know that? People will, like, if you don't have insurance, people will get it from a vet and just take it because it's cheaper.
That was an episode of Seinfeld.
No,
they gave Kramer
thing.
Dog medicine.
No, that's Z.
No, it's real.
And the Jew
it's
and
so
Karen
real.
Wanted to believe that story. Like, no. No. Somebody in Temple said the
it's
same.
It's a very inexpensive way to get your medicine.
Bark. Motherfuckers in the vet barking.
You go
barking.
To the pet doctor and you say, I need medicine.
I can't wait to anoint my dog with oils.
Wow.
Using his yarmulke as a dog bowl.
Yeah, dog bowl looks all sad just there. No dog around.
Yeah.
Empty. But he looks like he's having fun learning how to associate with. Let me tell you something.
A
camp, if you guys send your dog to a dog camp, go to a lesbian camp every time.
Really?
I don't know what it is about caring dog lesbians, but I highly recommend them.
Yeah, like a nice thick lesbian to take care of your dog?
A thick lesbian. They
I know
she's
going to be solid.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It ain't
solid.
No prissy lesbians in there taking care of your dog. It's a thick, solid, yep. Like she could have been a lumberjack slash firefighter.
They care about your dog.
They
yeah.
all have your exact haircuts.
It's like, can you take a look at my muffler before I leave? Because I think you know how to fix it. Who's going to win the pennant?
They showed up dressed like Mad Max war boys.
Where are we going?
Dog camp!
Oh, I wanted some of that spray so bad in my face.
I know, it's just spray paint. You could just get it's. That's how bad it is in the future. You're lucky to have spray paint sprayed in your mouth. That's like the best thing that can happen to you.
I can't wait to be, you know, snorting your dog's pills and spraying spray paint in my face.
Yeah, all shiny and chrome.
It's going to be a great 4th of July weekend.
What are you going to do for 4th of July?
I'm just trying to lay low and sleep. Sleep is a commodity for me right now.
Oh, could you work on the show?
Yeah, I just want to rest.
I
might have to shoot something Saturday too. I mean, be careful what you wish for. I mean,
what it, like remotes you got to shoot?
Yeah, we shot a bunch of remotes. We shot the first two episodes yesterday.
Wow! And it was with a live audience.
Live audience. It was dope.
How was it? Mike?
Dope. We had Jim Gaffigan and Charlemagne on the first one.
Really?
David Alan Grey on the second one.
Oh,
yeah!
I like
the who's who of Niggerville. What? Wait, what? Can't say that on the air. We got some calls. Want to take some calls?
Let's take a call.
Okay, let's go to James from Utah first, because James is there, so let's talk to James. James, you on the phone?
So, I'm amazing. How you doing?
How's it going, brother?
I just combined brothers and niggers together, and I actually just said bediggers.
Bediggers. Well, okay.
Yeah.
We'll make T-shirts. Now, your mom's still taking a trip soon, huh?
She's heading over. She's from Finland. And she's hanging right now.
Are you talking through a fishbowl?
It sounds like you got your head trapped in a honey jar and still made the call.
Is this Yogi Bear?
Well, I was talking. I am from Get Smart, so I'm coming out of the cold asylum.
I just ordered Arby's through a window.
Is the next stop Fulton Street? Did he say Fulton Street's the next stop?
Well, we can't hear it. God damn word. I'm sorry, man. It's very hard to hear.
Yeah, it's hard to hear your phone. Is
it's
like
comically
distorted.
Hard to hear your phone. But I'm glad.
But you said listening. I think you said your mother's going to what is this? Trey Vic?
She's going over to Finland.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
She's gonna be going. She's leaving New York. She's gonna travel. She wants. Her. This is her plan. She's going to New York.
Right.
Gonna get on a ship, flight, or go to London, and then fly over to Finland.
Okay, so she's taking a boat. She's going over to New York, then to London, then to Finland.
She meets Jon Snow and brings him back to life, and then they battle the white ones together.
So you saying if it's safe? You wondering if it's safe for your mother to go to Europe right now?
Yeah, it was. You know, I told her after the Belgium. attack. I told her, you know, don't be afraid. We got to just do what we have to do.
Yeah, you can't live your life afraid, but make sure she got that will made out and you get all the stuff, though, before she go. I mean, you don't want the terrorists to win, but you also don't want to lose.
I'm way down on the fucking totem pole.
All right, James.
Yeah.
Well, we'll pray for your mother, man. We'll keep an eye out for her. Well, we got more calls. You want to take another call?
Yeah, let's do another call.
Okay, we got Chuck. Let's get old Chuck from Boston. Chuck, you there?
Hey, I see you guys got Turkey on the pad there. I figured you was talking about terrorism.
Yeah, sure.
Now, the news has been saying that the Orlando nightclub shooting was the worst in history, the worst mass shooting, but that's not true.
What was the worst?
1857.
Damn, that's two weeks ago, at least.
In Utah, 120 men, women, and children were massacred in a mass shooting by the Mormons. If you want to find...
Oh, you're talking about... They made a movie about that. I can't remember what it's called.
Really?
Yeah. It was...
It's named September Dawn, and if you put up...
September Dawn. That's right.
Trailer, it happened on September 11th.
Did it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Go to the trailer, and you'll see it. It's fucking creepy.
Wow. That is
creepy. A lot of people don't know that, but 120 people back in 1857 by the fucking Mormons.
Why did the Mormons...
Because it was right after... I know what you're talking about, but I got to also double check on that, because I don't... That may or may not... That it was... there might be an actual legit reason why. But supposedly, after they killed the guy who invented Mormonism, Joseph Smith...
Right.
The Brigham Young got real paranoid, and he got real... He was real into kind of Islam, actually. And so he was like, you know, bring it to the infidels if you have to, bring the fight to them. So,
and he got a school named after him.
The movie, I don't know how accurate the movie is, but the movie is like these people were leaving. They thought they were fine, and they got ambushed later, and these Mormons killed them all and took their shit. And it was like an Old Testament
kind
of thing.
The trailer is like a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. It's quick enough to pop up.
Yeah, and then it's got the guy who played Calvin Klein on Seinfeld as Brigham Young in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's in Blade also, I think.
What year was that movie?
I don't know. It was all right.
Thanks, Chuck. We appreciate it, man.
I want to know about that. September Dawn.
September Dawn.
But this was with a militia. It wasn't just one dude. Person. Yeah,
but you needed with the guns.
That's right. Exactly.
You can be a one-man militia now with the gun technology. Because the technology of guns made it that a one man could be just like, you know, 15 dudes with a single loader.
That's true.
Yeah. So... Yeah.
There's really nothing you could do, man. I mean, I guess keep your eye out, but if somebody just wants to do that, it's such a... I guess that's why it's a terrifying thing, because you just got to go about your life.
Yeah.
For no...
I mean, but I always live like that. I mean, not to say, like, but I've always lived like somebody could shoot at some time. So keep an eye out for it.
Yeah.
Well. Don't get too caught up in your fucking, you know, Monopoly game. Because somebody might bust a shot.
Is that how things happen? People are thinking about their Monopoly game.
I pass go, then gunfire. Yeah, you never know when it pops off.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I try to just put it out of my head, but
luckily for me, every time the like gunshots fired off and I have to run, it always ended with a laugh.
One time I saw a guy.
Once you get to where you're going and you ain't shot, you go like this. Oh shit, you failed, yo. I saw you trip, nigga.
Dude, one time I was I was on a bus.
Always a laugh at the end.
Sure, I was on a bus and I saw it, and I don't even know the guy. It was Arab. He just looked very Arab, and his shirt was like too lumpy, and it was making me nervous.
Really.
I just look, I'm like, why is his shirt so lumpy? And I was like trying to read his body. And I don't remember why. I mean, I was very high, so I could have been, had got my head. But I just didn't look right.
He had a chunky noodle soup shirt on.
I didn't like how lumpy it was under his shirt.
It's chunks of chicken on this shirt.
Dude, that was fine.
He wasn't smooth enough.
I profiled his lumpy shirt, yeah.
So you don't like a lumpy Muslim? Is that so?
Perfectly smooth. I don't trust him.
You want a Muslim to look like a marble floor. Just smooth as shit.
Well, I'm telling you, Hatem's going to come back. He wants to come back next week.
Because he wants to talk about this whole terror, this whole
Turkey. Every time there's an attack, Hatem is ready to come back.
Why is Turkey, first of all, what's this whole Brexit fucking fiasco?
Yeah.
I know
say
that
Brexit?
Brexit.
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 It's a horrible name.
Don't dare try to...
Briggs, it sounded like
make,
a nice...
Make a word that don't exist a word.
It sounded now like... saying regrexit. Regrexit.
Regrexit,
no,
yeah.
Not, really?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, there's a lot of people over there feeling sour now that they actually did this. But here's the thing. So they wanted to try to stop, like, refugees from coming in.
Right.
Yeah, that's the
that
big argument.
Is that... Yeah. Do you think that was the main thing?
That was the driving force.
That was the main thing.
That's the driving force.
And they had, like, racial attacks go up 57%.
Here's the surprise for me. I knew it was against, like, Muslim refugees, but somehow it's also against Polish people.
Yes.
Because they're, like, the Mexican job people there. That's why.
So the Poles Everybody's are hot again? Are they hot again? Are they, like, to be hated?
You know, when I was in the UK, it was Somalis everybody didn't like.
Oh, yeah. These Somalis, yeah.
It was really strange how kind of the prejudice
cause it shifts.
It's not just like black people. Like, there's Jamaicans and Nigerians. You know, they got their own.
Niggers?
Yeah, no, they have their own. Like, it's like how Spanish people could be different kinds of Spanish.
Yeah,
you know?
But I just didn't. The Polish thing caught me by surprise.
That's just migrant workers.
It caught me by surprise. And I guess they felt like the Polish economy was bringing down the whole EU.
Is it? I thought it was Greece. I thought it was bailing out Greece. Mm-hmm.
But they all their monies was to connect it.
And I thought that also there's a, maybe somebody will call in from the UK, but I thought a lot of people were irritated because, you know, they kind of have to answer to the EU and Brussels. Like the
right,
main,
right. That's the headquarters, right?
Yeah, and they're not elected.
And England is like, we don't want to fucking have to go through them.
That's why I said I don't think it's all refugees, but I know there was a lot of that. In their
doesn't it make sense that it's England though? Like they're so used to being empires, and now they had to be part of a team, and they weren't feeling it.
I don't know. Yeah, well.
It seems so it British be. To want out of the group.
It just seems like they're going to lose a lot of money too as a country for doing this.
I don't know what'll happen. It's hard to.
All the like stocks and shit was going through England for Europe, going through London because everybody went to London to do all the fucking trading. Uh-huh. So and they got money from that. So all the countries had to pay England. Just to trade out of England, to trade out of London. So that's $1 trillion a year, by the way.
I want to see I want to see what the people, because I was seeing things about people wanting to re-vote it.
I mean, like, the whole system was worth like $1 trillion. The whole system of trading was worth.
Well, they have like four ways that they can get around it, right? They can do another referendum. That's what people want now.
And that's just going
to
be embarrassing.
Which is they're not going to do. They could. Now there's a thing with Scotland, because Scotland voted to stay in the EU, right? Yeah. So now Scotland might separate and have their own referendum.
It's going to be war! like throw 300.
It's gonna be a nice Labor Day white on white.
Oh, it feels like we get swept back into like the World War One type of beefs.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, everything's nostalgic.
Especially when you have to hear about Turkey a lot. That's very World War One.
Turkey, and then when do you hear about Polish people other than jokes for the last since the last World War?
Well, you know what's interesting about Turkey that because the guy now Erdogan, I guess he's supposed to be just kind of symbolically. Having power. Yeah, he's like, he did kind of a Putin move where he was kind of supposed to be out, but then he, and they
stayed.
Were not,
he
keeps
they were purposely,
with their constitution.
The guy,
he remixes?
There's whoever, after World War One.
He's the jazzy fade of like,
no, but he's trying to make it,
Harris. Beat
you know what
is
he is?
He's very, automatic, systematic, funky, fresh.
What is that?
That's the jazzy fade.
Wow.
It's jazzy well, fade production.
He's very Muslim Brotherhood-ish, that guy, that Erdogan.
Oh, okay.
And so originally Turkey was very secular because Ataturk, who was the guy that took over after World War One, he purposely separated the religion from the state because he thought it made religion look bad.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, as I can understand it from what I read. So they were always not like a dippy religious kind of country. They were like a
Istanbul was like,
And now it's slowly really becoming a Islamic Brotherhood-ish. So that's why they were kind of trying to blind eye to ISIS, but they're not, ISIS is way more radical than them, so they're going to turn on them.
Yeah.
So now your airports are blowing up, and they have to, it's such a strange, it's such pro-wrestling levels of like good guys and bad guys over there where like 1 week somebody's your friend and the next week
it's like I thought enemy. Mouth of the South was good now. He just hit Jimmy Fly
if
with a
shield.
You
need to understand that I go by wrestling.
That's the only
wrestling.
Way you can understand world politics.
Yeah, it's the wrestling. It's the best teacher.
You gotta throw Jake the Snake in there somewhere. You fucking animal. Turkey's a mess now. Now it's a mess. Now it looks like it's gonna be a civil war or something.
In Turkey?
Because it's already, it seems like they got more terrorists in town than they should. All these guys were already in the country.
Oh, right.
They didn't come off the plane with guns. They were already in the country.
But Turkey's more like Western and stable than you think. It's not like the same shithole as, I don't know.
But I thought that border, I thought that Turkey border, the Turkish southern border was a tight border. Like nobody was getting through there. Remember they was already fighting against ISIS down there.
No, I didn't. Really, I don't keep up with Turkey, to be honest with you.
You more of a...
This is one of the reasons I really resent ISIS right now for making me have to think about Turkey this much.
Turkey's back in the mix.
Yeah.
They back in the mix.
It's World War One mix.
With their
you're
tight
right.
jeans and their fucking rugs. They back. They back and they hotter than ever. Can't wait for the album.
Does anybody... Don't we have... I think we have Turkish. Oh, we have that Egyptian.
Only person thing. That I've known like, who wasn't like Turkish or Muslim who went to Turkey
yeah.
was Godfrey.
Really? Was yeah, for Godfrey shows?
Went... No. He just went to go.
He just wanted to go to Turkey.
Yes. I mean, Istanbul is a, like, you know, that's a beautiful city. Yeah, I would definitely want
to
go.
Israelis used to go to Turkey all the time before they got all weird about it. Israelis. Yeah. That's like a really popular.
Yes.
They don't go anymore.
Because it's like a big city. It's a big, like, Middle Eastern type of, but it's like electricity and running water. So it was a fancier Middle Eastern experience.
Oh, yeah, well, Taken
it's like,
two.
Oh, I still got cell service.
It looked lovely in Taken Part 2. I thought only movies. Albanian gangsters were getting across the border for revenge. I watch every one of those Takens.
All of them, even the bad ones?
Even Part 3, yeah.
Even Tooken.
I tried to watch Tooken.
Oh, that awfulness.
Yeah, wasn't that good? It didn't really make fun of its source material too well. Tooken.
They just, yeah.
Could have been funny.
They just went a different direction with it.
I don't know, but he's always the... Artie Lang pointed out perfectly that he's always the, I haven't been a good father, but blah, blah. Like, he's always like a shit father who's got to save his kid, you know? You're supposed to like root for him, even though he's the worst father.
We're going to go to Robert right here in Alabama. I think Robert got some answers about this. Robert, what are you talking about, this Germany super state?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yeah, one of the... Does my phone sound like dog shit like the rest of the callers?
No, it's the first clear call we've had so far. This is...
I say cell phones are the worst thing ever happened to our radio call-in show. But anyway, with the remaining states of the European Union, now Germany wants to form a super state. That sounds eerily familiar to something I think I remember.
Oh, yes. That's a flashback.
Go on.
Who might be
in it? Who would be in their super state?
I think they're talking about everybody that's left. Poland was one of those names. That's not a good one to throw up right at the beginning. So,
Poland.
They want to have Poland.
I'm sure Austria is in the mix. Austria is always ready to open their borders and their banks to the Germans.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nobody.
I think we see the way that's going to go. But that's not good.
Will it go that way?
Thanks, Rob. I mean, who knows? I mean, everything seems volatile over there right now.
I'm sure Germany's over all that.
I wonder how, like, the dollar's dropping, right? I mean, the dollar's raising against the...
It is?
It has to
be. Fucking up our businesses.
I'm hearing the pound is dipping.
But now shit's more... Our stuff is more expensive overseas.
Right.
And our companies are making less money. I say our like I benefit from this at all.
Is it a bull or a bear, Karen? Tell us about your...
I ran out of money 2 days ago. I had to spend a dollar coin.
She's like, the market's volatile. Market's definitely volatile.
I'm giving blowjobs for Brexits right now. That'll be 20 Brexits.
I was hoping for a Bremain.
I fucking hate these portmanteau words now, where you mash up words together and then we all have to say them.
It's awful.
Brexit, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
It's like McDonald's advertising word use.
With all your hashtags. But what do you think? Do you think this is going to play some role in American race for president?
I don't know. Why? Why does it have to?
I mean, everything trickles over and everything comes across the border. Comes across the pond.
Well, there's all these things about how if it's good or bad for Trump or Hillary, but I think it's too early to know any of that.
Also, I don't think Americans give that much of a shit of what's going on in Europe for it to affect our presidency.
Well, people who make money do.
Yeah,
because, you know, whatever happens to their fucking monetary situation is going to affect ours.
It's a real toxic atmosphere now. So there's going to be whoever wins is going to be whoever hated them the most. Yeah. It's a hate vote now. There's nobody voting out of like love.
I'm pulling for some real European fascist shit to kick off. I want
it seems
something
like
real
that. That's
deep.
What I. That's
I
want
to see tanks again. I want to see tanks again on like the
ones
Trump's Dillies. Hey.
Yeah, you ever see those original tanks? How bad they were to be in. Like they would constantly catch fire.
Oh yeah, it was hot as fucking there too.
Yeah, you're just trapped in this shitty tin box, and then you just cook, and that's probably how you're gonna go.
Did you see the movie with Brad Pitt when he was in the tank? That was a good movie. What's
was
the name
it
of the
Brad
movie,
Pitt?
Show? Yes.
I feel it. Was it Brad? Yeah, was it?
It was Brad Pitt.
Bastards and Glory.
No. I know the one you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Fury.
I liked Fury.
My boy was in that, too. Who's the crazy nigga I like? the little young nigga. You know what I'm talking about.
Who?
Shia LaBeouf.
All right. Well, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, crazy as a shit house rat.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw you on the street before.
You did?
Yes. I talked to him.
I thought he was just artsy.
He's so nutty.
Yeah, he had a little, my favorite thing of him is his little art exhibit where it's like, do whatever you want to me.
Yes, and he said some girl raped him.
Law and Order.
He said some girl raped him.
Yeah, and he said it ruined Valentine's Day. You do whatever you want to me.
Damn, I love that dump. That kid is a fucking
treasure. I can't think of any more clearly an appropriate time to blame the victim. You literally tied yourself down and put a sign up.
Do as you may.
How on earth? It's a little bit your fault.
He's lucky it was a girl who raped him.
That's the shocking part of it.
What a winner.
It was a girl? I didn't see that coming.
It
could have
been Go-To Gay Tommy. Just going, just running through Shia LaBeouf's ass.
You are
go-to
so
stories.
Lucky. That, that was the most shocking part. It was a woman?
Raped him. There was no video camera, nothing in there though, right?
I don't know, but I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry if Shia LaBeouf's not the perfect victim, Josh.
He's nutty. He's another one who had parents on Heron or whatever.
Did he?
Yes. His
Indiana
parents...
Jones and what's her name, Ron? Miriam?
His father in real life, I think, was a meth or a heroin addict.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why he be acting so good.
He probably is in those same situations doing meth. Yeah. Do whatever you want to me.
I wish I would have went over there. I would have finger blasted him.
You know what?
We should have went together. That would have been a great radio fucking stunt.
I would have finger blasted Shia LaBeouf.
That would have been like the old days of ONA. We just go in there and finger blast Shia LaBeouf.
If it isn't Nick Mullen and Tommy O'Malley.
Yeah, what's up, Nick?
We're at Tommy.
Yeah.
Here, just grab a mic.
Nick like he work at a summer camp.
I know. What's up, man?
Tommy!
We were just talking about the Shia LaBeouf art exhibit where that chick supposedly raped him.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean said he's lucky Tommy didn't get there first. Would you, Tommy?
True. What would you do? Shia LaBeouf? What would you do to sweet Shia's booth?
I would ask him to put me in a headlock and watch his movies.
He's
in
being
a
restrained.
It's not rape if it's art. That's the rule.
That's true.
Is that what? Yeah.
That sounds
it's
right.
It's not rape if you're famous, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
it's performance art.
How did the girl look? Did we know what the girl looked like? Can we pull her up?
A bag on her head.
Did he have a bag?
Yeah, he had the bag on his head, didn't he?
Is that? No, I thought that was different.
Oh, I don't know.
That was his red carpet thing.
That was another way cooler thing.
That would have been great, too. I like how Nick just want to add a bag over the head for the rape. That spiced it up, though.
I assumed he had a bag on his head during the rape.
Went in line with that bag that said, "I'm not famous." I know that. Yeah. I remember that.
And then the back said, "Please rape me." Somebody put a poster on the back that said, "Please rape me."
There he is. He just got so much, time.
That's what I was going to say. He has a lot of time on
your
hands.
He got a lot of time on his hands. He don't know what to do. I saw him walking.
Him and Will Smith's kid should get together and hunt ghosts or something. Something with their free time.
We hunt the Bigfoot.
Shia LaBeouf. And what's his name?
Oh, Jaden.
And Jaden Smith. Like some kind of paranormal investigations.
I think Jaden might be trans. I think that's the next step for Jaden.
I think they designed that. Me. Well, they named the boy after the mom and the daughter after the dad. So they kind of designed them to be trans.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you ever realize that about the names?
Yeah, well, the rumor that they're both gay anyway.
Yeah, that's the big rumor.
Oh, Will and
have you guys heard that they might be Jews?
Now, that's the worst thing I've heard about.
Wow, look at him.
And that's, that's the sister.
They really do, look like little space.
Well, whatever. They're amazing,
queers.
Though. Those kids are amazing.
Yeah, they're just weird kids, though. They're just weird kids. I'll tell you why. Because they're rich kids. Rich kids are weird kids. Yeah. I don't care who kids you are. You come off weird.
She was never a kid.
But they grew up rich.
Yeah. It's beyond just rich. They, parented those children in a way where they're like, nothing you ever do is wrong at all, which a lot of parents do. But when your dad's Will Smith, you take it to heart a little bit.
Well, they don't do anything that bad, right? You don't really hear him being in trouble. He's just...
Yeah, they don't get into
He just has a dog shit personality.
He just wears
it's pretty good for all things considered.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wore that all white Batman outfit to his prom, which really ticked me off.
He wears dresses.
The dresses I can forgive. All white. It's like, first of all, it's your prom. Get laid, you fucking nerd.
He definitely got laid. That didn't stop him from getting laid.
He definitely did not get laid. I'm sure the girl was like, put your dick in me. He was like this. I'm that bad.
I mean, presuming that's the sex
Willow
he
wants
to
wait for marriage before they do it.
they're
like little Lannisters, those two.
But God bless them. I know that other Will Smith kid. Just look at those ones too. Like, look at these fucking.
Who's the other one? The one that they forgot.
Trey.
About. He's not in the picture.
The original Will Smith son. Trey.
The one from the Just the Two of Us.
Just the Two of Us. The song that he made with his son. Remember that kid? He grew out of fucking cuteness, and he just threw him away.
Now there's five of us. Whoops, sorry.
Is Scientology at the root of him not being in the picture anymore?
Is he a Scientologist?
Wasn't that
No, they always deny that. They're always like, I just think it's got some great educational tools.
There's Trey.
If you hang out with all Scientologists, you're a Scientologist. They hang out with all Scientologists.
But they are in Hollywood, too.
But there's a lot of people in Hollywood that don't hang out with Scientologists because they're not Scientologists. Enough,
name the real big stars who ain't Scientologists. <That's true. laughs> They're hanging out with the big boys.
Yeah. Is that, what is it, a Cable Ace Award next to his son? You are the Cable Ace Awards of sons. Jade is my Golden Globe.
He's a good looking kid. How old is he?
Yeah, he's probably 20 something.
Yeah.
Whoa, Tommy, what was that, Tommy? You like a little woolly head, little light skinned boy?
You like this one better than Jaden?
No, I mean, I'm still on Shia LaBeouf. I've been dissociated since the mugshot of him not being an artist was flashed.
And you like that? You like Shia?
I like Shia. Isn't that?
I like him
because he fucked someone on camera in that movie. And Nymphomaniac.
I thought that was fake.
That's what I heard. But then somebody I know, the guy who was like the editor at IndieWire, told me that it's like a well-known thing among that there's no way that it's not him.
Somebody told me that about Angelina Jolie, that if you do a movie with Angelina and you have a sex scene, you have to fuck her. And I don't know if that's true, but I love to repeat it.
I mean, it's yes. I'm on board.
I mean,
guys, you heard it here first.
She makes.
I would
you
also
fuck her.
Fuck her if she wanted me to.
Of course.
To.
Oh yeah.
That's why Professor X's legs didn't work in Days of Future Past.
She still got a boo. Huh? What happened with didn't she get
she got a double mastectomy.
Yeah.
So there's cancer. And she got
she had way better tits.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie had her tits removed?
Yeah.
She had them removed and then replaced. And then upgraded.
What do they look like now?
With fake boobs.
The newer model. They look great.
Really?
She had her real ones taken out before cancer because it ran in the family. Her mother died from that.
Wow.
Is she sexy to straight men?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Yes. I never felt nothing.
Is she behind me right now?
Yeah. Well, because she's like to gay men, she's very appealing.
I never felt anything.
But those don't always overlap. What do y'all like?
She's severe. Look how severe she is.
She is so severe.
Put it. She's severe.
She is so severe.
Yeah. That's pretty intense.
I mean, and then she made Maleficent, which was like, come on.
Yeah.
She was her mommy dearest.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a drag performance.
Yeah, she'll definitely get it.
Okay, these are the Nymphomaniac. Yeah, Nymphomaniac was
a terrible. I just was not on board.
No, so this Tommy, is a sex scene. It was so good and sexy.
I mean, there was a lot of sex in it.
You watch out with somebody you're fucking, so they'll bang you.
I don't know, short bus is better.
It was less
better.
Hot when he was fucking
who's the
an
chick?
Adult.
Who's the chick in the movie?
Little dong there.
He's got a gorgeous penis, if that's his. Whoever it is.
Well, I see how he got raped at his own
gorgeous penis.
I mean, look at it. Objectively, it's like you walk across a perfect mushroom in the forest, you're going to put it in your mouth.
This could be poison, Tommy.
I think it looks all right, but it tastes funny.
Don't just grab any old mushroom.
Is this him, you think?
Yeah, I mean, his body is insane, too.
His body, though,
which I'm not that's crazy not about.
I don't think that's him.
No, yeah. he has a really, he's ripped. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think that's him.
I've come around on Shia.
Look, there's scenes.
Have you?
I always liked him.
Because I liked him when he was younger. I thought he was just like, oh, this is a talented guy that seems pretty normal. And then that Details magazine interview came out.
Yeah.
And it was like, is he joking? Is this a joke that he's doing? That Hollywood's last bad boy interview?
Is that what he said?
That was I think that was the title of the interview. It's Hollywood's Last Bad Boy, and there's a lot of pictures of him like laying down in the back of a pickup or like getting out or getting into a Mustang. A lot of in and out of vehicles. And then he's like,
that's bad boy
you
stuff.
Know, I beat somebody up one time. Do you guys know that? One time I beat a guy up, and it was like 4 pages long.
No.
Look at her mashing his little dong up onto her LaBeoufs.
Yeah.
Looks like real sex, but I don't think they really had sex. I think she just did a little bit of
She can't
how
even
does
get
he
it
keep
in.
It flaccid.
He's got a coke dick.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely in the movie shots of a dick going into a pussy.
Yeah, I think they double those.
This doesn't
those,
look
though.
Like the. Right, maybe.
And you know what's weird is like this girl suddenly jumps in age to the main character's age.
Mm.
That's what threw me off at the end because he kind of looked the same, and they had two different actresses playing this girl.
Oh.
And he has her beaten and. This is on YouTube. No wonder they make me verify.
It's
my
like
age
sex,
every
sex,
time.
Sex, and then it's just pink with a mic in front of it.
It's visually similar images.
Just pink with
Pink's
a
face looks like people fucking.
Yeah, it looks like a dick. Fuck it. Put a pink thing in it.
Oh, pink. She looks quite a movie. Little piglet, that pink.
All right, let's talk about the.
So what?
The shooting. I'm a rock star. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this shooting because Ali from Egypt. What do you got, Ali?
Oh, our buddy Ali.
Our buddy Ali's on a phone.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Ali from Egypt.
How are you
up,
the
man?
Furthest away, but your phone sound the best?
Yeah, why is that?
Because I'm calling for the internet.
There you go. You got that Muslim Brotherhood money. Nigga. So, what do you think about the shooting? What's going on? What are you thinking? What's the barbershops in Egypt talking?
Well, barbershops are saying it's pretty fucked up that guy shot up all those poor gay guys.
Okay. Nobody here believes you, but okay.
Well, what about Turkey? Because I don't fully understand the Turkey thing, to be honest. So what do you know about it?
Well, the recent attack, not that much, but I do know that the president, Erdogan, he's a really Muslim Brotherhood guy.
Right,
yeah.
And that's what
we're
saying.
When Morsi was in power, they were real tight together, and ever since Morsi left, pretty much the entire government hates him, and most of the people who are anti-Muslim Brotherhood hate him too.
And why do they hate him so much? I know he just built that ridiculous kind of palace that it's like...
He built himself a palace?
Yeah.
He built himself a giant gold-ass palace.
Yeah.
See, that's always the wrong move as the guy in charge.
He what?
He puts people in jail who make fun of him online. There's an internet meme going on where he looks like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
Right. Two people got shot for that.
Oh, I think that rules. I think that guy rules.
If
you
can do
put
that?
People in jail for
I
trolling
would.
You.
I would.
Why wouldn't you want that power? I don't know why anyone's criticizing
if
you.
If I had an arrest button on it other than block.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, I have a palace.
Well, didn't
fucking...
he have like a reason, like a religious reason it was justified to build a giant palace for himself?
Yeah, a lot of those guys, when they do crazy shit like this, they say, God spoke to me, and he wants me to have it.
Yes. He said, God needs my place to use as Airbnb.
I love that God's just on coke. Joe, here's what you got to do. No, listen. No, man, listen. What we're going to do...
We're going to write a script?
We got... Oh, hold on. We got to make a palace. No, not a boat. Don't put animals in it. It's a palace. A big golden palace. One of those Saudi princes has like a bunch of supercars that he brings with him wherever he travels.
Right? I'm a farm for those.
Yeah.
All 10 sons on a boat.
I thought for his
really?
Cars.
Yeah, when a father was here in New York in the hospital having heart surgery, I performed for all 10 sons for New Year's Eve.
I hope you cheered him up a little bit.
So they pay me in cool cash money.
You got powerful friends, man.
And the only guys on the boat was their security, the 10 princes, and me. And it was 200-300 girls, and Marissa was with me, my girl.
It's that boat from the first Born Identity, that opening scene.
Fucking NYPD boats all around us, helicopters. It was crazy.
Wow.
I got it last minute, too. I had to call Esty to cancel because I had spots downtown. I was like,
Did you tell Esty you're partying with Arabs?
Yes, and she's like, go get that money, nigga. Her words. Yeah, it was great.
Really, she just said the N-word part. All right, so wait, what were you saying?
Oh, yeah, he brings these cars with him everywhere. He's got, like a Bugatti Veyron and, like, an Aventador and, like, a Rolls Royce. Like, all these cars that cost, like, $250,000.
Yeah.
And then he has other guys that have to drive them with him, so he's always got this convoy.
They got so much money.
Cars.
They got so much money. But it's not even funny.
Like the cartoon mask from when I was a kid.
Yeah. But then he's painted all the cars solid gold. Everything has to be gold, so they look like shit. He's, effectively
destroyed.
What
is he, destroyed. Master P?
Gold? Yeah, Master P had a gold roof on his
head. Yeah, he had a gold toilet. Too, and it's fucking
is it just like a really stupid building material for a roof? The roof is too heavy for your house.
Nothing says that's, my people were in fucking like enslaved.
That's a scary.
Than having some gold big shit.
That's like a scary level of power when you're like an adult who has like supreme authority, but then you also have a favorite color.
Yeah,
there's like a boy king vibe there, and that's why you have to be terrified of those people.
That's how Gaddafi
or,
went crazy.
You know, I watch those plastic surgery shows with Harold. You always like what is it? Botched.
Oh yeah.
So these fucking lunatics come in who want more surgery, you know?
Because they ruined their surgery.
So
it was a bad
chick
surgery.
Frenchie from Frenchie from what's it?
They need to be bigger. Come on.
Oh, from
part of love, part of rock, rock of love,
flavor of love. Oh, no, Frenchie too, rock of love.
Goes, Frenchie, but that's my favorite.
She comes into the thing with the two doctors and she goes, "Hello, bitches."
Are you calling us bitches? So they are rich, so they got it.
Frenchie, I forgot all about her.
She's recording songs. All these rich people, as soon as they get, or like your Russell Crowe's or your Frenchies, there's some guy that has to do audio recording of their bullshit music.
Oh, yeah.
Like their sad end of Boogie Nights music.
Yeah.
So you just see some guy, you know, you see the guy with his, like, who's like Lewis on the mic. It's like, Frenchie World, Frenchie Mafia, Frenchie Cat, Frenchie Dog, Frenchie House, we're Frenchie. That's great, Frenchie. We're perfect.
That's his whole job.
Recording rich, crazy people music.
Did you see the video? Remember, what was it? The Fetty Wap song last year, Trap Queen?
Yeah.
Did you see the one that they had that 10-year-old like boy redo it?
No.
But it's about making pies. And it's like really, you know, effeminate 10-year-old white boy with like, you know, a pompadour.
About and making pies?
Yeah, he's like, you're that? My trap queen. And people were so mad about it.
What do you mean you're mad? I know.
They got mad because it's appropriation, but it's the worst kind of appropriation.
They got mad because he was gay.
Yes, he appropriating from your people, Tommy.
Well, no, he's probably gay.
For Fetty Wap Day?
It's 50-50.
Maddie B.
No, it's not Maddie B. Fuck, I wish I could remember the kid's name.
Well, he doesn't seem that gay.
Making pies. Look up Trap Queen and then pies.
This kid reminds me of like a young Justin. That's the weirdest mashup.
What the fuck's with Fetty Wap's eye? How do you get his eye lost?
Oh, I lose it?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
George Dalton.
He had those. Late on his rent and he didn't have no money.
No!
Yeah, they took his eye out.
This looks like a bar mitzvah video.
Is this it here?
It looks
this
like
is
a bar mitzvah.
This is one of Trump's sons.
This is appropriated the fuck out.
1730. You mean I'm like, hey,
what's up? Hello. They fucking ruined it. It's the kids singing. They put Fetty Wap over this video.
Yeah.
I hate when people fucking do this on YouTube. This isn't the video.
Oh.
This is the video, but then they put Fetty Wap over it.
Oh, god damn it. Put the pot of
George Dalton.
And how's this kid be able to play Fetty Wap's whole song? But as soon as we put a song on a fucking podcast, they pull our podcast off.
And this is it. This isn't either. This is a fucking review of the
video. We need a gay kid on here, Tommy.
Why is it so hard to find the original thing?
I guess type in George Dalton.
I think there's somebody. I think I find a good porn clip, and some jerk put his personal favorite new metal soundtrack.
This kid looked like, boy, they gonna get him in high school.
Yeah, not with the
they gonna get
him. Not with these great pies and songs.
Oh, they gonna get him. They gonna get the pie. Oh, because his parents are behind this. Oh, fix the saying right.
By the way, outside of the internet, I've never seen anybody bring up cultural appropriation ever. It's never come up in life other than on the internet.
Well, that was the first title I wanted for this show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Appropriating Kurt. It's kind of like Jeez and Amy.
Who's that? Oh, is Ali still there?
Yeah, Ali's still there.
What's up, Ali?
We're trying to make this phone bill. What do we care?
Internet phones are free.
He called us.
What do you got, Vonage? Yeah. He's got Vonage. Is this it?
So how do you, Ali, how do you see, first of all, how do you see this whole, how this whole turkey thing playing out? Is it going to get worse?
I don't really think so, because there was another terrorist attack a few months back.
Right.
10, 15 people died. People move on within a week or two. I'm pretty sure the same thing is happening over your own country, even after that awful shooting, and people are moving out.
Yeah, people move on. I heard they turned that place into a Chick-fil-A.
We just get used to it after a while.
Huh? Like, I made Tommy laugh. He laughed at a Chick-fil-A joke, goddammit.
I'm so hungry for Chick-fil-A.
Silently, so no one could hear thanks.
Is this the Pie Kid?
Yeah, we do forget about shootings right away.
All right, we got Pie Kid on the line. Right. Not on the line, but on the...
Oh, no,
here we go, Ali.
Go ahead, let's play Pie Kid. Jesus Christ.
Fetty.
So much better than I hoped.
Oh my god.
Is he talking about pies?
He's talking about pies instead of crack cocaine.
Pie is still pussy, so
yeah.
You ain't clean nothing up. I hope Fetty Wap is litigious and sue the shit out of this little cute nigga.
What?
He sounds like white people singing Beyonce.
He was just sampling. It's like how hip-hop was invented. We're just stealing songs.
He sounds like white chicks thinking Beyonce. That's awful.
Yeah.
He has no like talent or soul or whatever behind the voice. I'm like, Fetty Wap.
Yeah, Ollie, what would you do to that sweet little white boy in your country?
Nothing. I'd let him go free.
Ali, you're such a liar. I love you.
I'd do nothing to him. The government would probably do something else. Awful fucking government.
Yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood is strong in your country too, right? So
I thought they got rid of that. You got that general now, don't you?
Yeah, we do have a general, and he's still jailing more kids every single day.
For what though? Like, what's an offense you could grab for?
For bullshit internet videos making
for making
fun of
him online.
Wow, really?
Memes. Yep.
For memes?
And that's the guy who's in charge of Egypt?
Yeah.
Yes. He's in charge of 90 million people and the biggest Arab country in the world, and he's afraid of kids making fun of him online.
And he's locking them up.
Yep.
Sounds like he's winning. Sounds like he's in charge. He's winning the race right now, Ali.
I would be executed in 30 seconds if I lived in that country.
Oh, they would get you, Nick.
I would turn the computer on, and then there would be a red dot on my forehead.
There's no government on this earth would tolerate Nick Mullen.
None. Zero. He's barely tolerated in the States.
What was the character you were doing? What's your podcast called?
Oh, Cumtown.
Ali, are you a fan of Cumtown?
No, but I do like Nick.
Yeah, well,
I really like his blog about Nicole.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, check out Cumtown. And what's the character you were telling me to do?
I don't know if I was doing... I had to stop doing that because he legitimately had a meltdown, the guy it was based on.
Yeah, I don't know, but you upset this dude with your...
Yeah, there's a guy I know. there's a character, Seth Dickfield, that's based on this guy whose name is basically that. I didn't really change much.
It is a brutal name to go through life with.
Dickfield?
Cockfield.
I wasn't going to say...
Well, you did already.
He said, I
don't know.
I guess,
I don't know anything about him. I have nothing.
I guess I rib him too. I mean, he's like his social media presence is pretty fucking terrible.
So what is he? What is his?
Just a comic that he made fun of.
Yeah, it's a comic that I make fun of, but he can't take it. He found out I was making fun of him, and he's like, "This is so unfair." I've actually, guys, you have to know this about. He legitimately wrote this. I'm not. This part isn't a joke. He wrote on Facebook. I actually have what I'm pretty sure is PTSD from being the butt of many jokes in my life.
No, it's a brutal last name to have.
Oh, I read that where he was like, I know I'm a comic, but I can't be made fun of. I can only make fun of others.
No, this is somebody making fun of him. This video you found is somebody else making fun of him.
I'm telling you, that had to be a brutal upbringing if your name's Cockfield.
Yeah. Well, come on, PTSD. I just love the idea of having a support group. And there's a guy that's like, oh, Martinez's brain was all over my lap.
My middle name
drove over another IED.
I feel
Seth is like, I was teased. And then they hug.
I was teased 2 clicks south of 88th parallel.
They made fun of my name.
My middle name growing up was Dick Lips, so you can imagine.
Oh, was it really?
My real middle name is Dick Lips, so.
Shut up.
Please be mature. Yeah, you know who? Do you remember anybody in school that had like a fucking just a ridiculous name like that?
Oh.
There's this one girl whose last name was Cunt. Well, really, it was just Cunt. I mean, clearly, that's how it was spelled.
It was spelled Cunt.
So you just listen to teachers trying to pronounce his name, like a Cunt. You know goddamn well it's Cunt.
You lying, Miss Richardson. You know it's Cunt.
And you just wonder what time in human history when it was cool that you have your name be Cunt and it didn't mean anything.
Maybe it was long for something.
Like, in D.A.R.E. class. Yeah. In D.A.R.E. class, so you know, where the cop tells you about the drug. So we graduated from D.A.R.E. and there was a kid, there's like a special needs kid in the class named Eric, but spelled like E-R-I-K. And, you know, people bullied him. I'm not going to pretend like I was definitely one of the guys that bullied him.
People bullied him.
Sorry, Eric. I apologize. But so this kid already got enough shit. And the cop's reading the names for the graduation. And I guess the bottom part of the E had like, he didn't write it properly. So it looked like an F.
Right.
So the cop's like, freak. 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 And he was saying his last name too. So we're like, hey, it's Freak. I don't know. Hey, thank you, officer, for giving us a new way to roast this kid. Aside from his extra chromosomes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's
I have a surprise for you. Freak's here, Nick. Can we bring him out?
It's like those Jenny Jones episodes. He comes in and I'm still mean.
Oh my God, remember when that gay guy killed the other guy?
Yes.
Wait, what guy? What are you talking about? The guy revealed he was gay?
Yeah. And then the other guy killed him. That's what it was.
What about the dude who was, I saw this on Talk Soup when, who's the guy who had the skunk spot in his hair? He was a funny talk.
Oh, Jen Henson. I mean, Josh Henson.
Yeah.
I just saw him a couple days ago, matter of fact. He's in town.
Someone on one of these shows was so upset that this gay guy liked him, he cut his own dick off. I mean, I don't even understand.
Wait, what happened?
This guy chopped his own dick off.
Why?
Because he was afraid of this gay guy that liked him.
He just turned himself into a lesbian to
jokes
fix
on him. He wanted his asshole.
Do they show the clip? John Henson, he goes, they show the clip, and the guy goes, what was it like? It was, it hurt. It hurt, Jerry. And it cuts back to John Henson, and it's just his feet up in the air. it was the best fucking response to a thing I ever saw. It's just his feet. He knocked out of his chair. He was a great host of that, man.
Why would you cut your own dick off to stop a gay dude from liking you?
Because you're gay.
Yeah. And you're like, God, why?
No, that's not a thing a closeted person cut your own dick off.
There's closet, and then there's closet.
That's like a Klingon response.
No one will like me. I refuse. Wow. Wow.
I wonder if it was fake.
It can't be real.
It was back before that he was revealed to be fake years, you know?
Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah, he faked some of that shit.
I like how his security guard got his own show.
Oh, God,
that show ruled.
It was actually better than Jerry.
Yeah. You would go to a bouncer with your real problems.
Yeah.
One thing I know, molesting kids ain't no good.
Yeah. That was every episode.
Steve.
Hey, like, holy trailer park. You gotta stop molesting those kids right now. Steve.
Wait, they had multiple episodes. They have a guy on that's like, I rape my daughter and no one can stop it. It's like, well, the police can stop you. I don't know. And then Steve, there was a couple of times where his move was he would pick up a chair throw it, and he would destroy the set.
Yeah.
He would throw the chair and stick in the fucking wall. One of the legs would be in the wall.
God bless townie passion plays since medieval times.
It's like, what are you, fucking Starsky and Hutch's fucking lieutenant? Why are you?
Steve, this is the easiest moral points to grab onto.
Yeah. Every episode,
you don't leave your kid home alone. Like, even a kid's crying, Steve.
Steve, what
the fuck is wrong with you?
You gave your 3-year-old steroids.
You big greasy fucking Grecian.
Steve will take care of it.
He should be running a deli somewhere, a diner in Jersey.
I like easy answer, Steve Wilkos. He's got all the easy answers.
To questions nobody asked.
Yeah, they're all.
He made a lot of money from that dumb show.
I'll bet.
It's the most entertaining of all of them. I mean, if you're going to have, like, trash TV, why not have the screamy ex-cop?
If Chicago really must produce some amazing garbage if you're being still.
Well, they moved to Stamford, Connecticut. The last couple of seasons right here.
Is Steve in Connecticut or is Steve in Chicago?
No, they moved. They all moved for that tax break.
They all together moved, huh?
Moved. Stamford.
Is Jerry all done? I feel like it's still
Jerry's still shooting in Stamford, too.
Ugh.
They get tax breaks.
It's amazing they found another similar spot with the exact right.
Maury's out there too. Maury's out there. All the motherfuckers out there shoveling.
Yeah. Remember did you watch Maury on a current affair?
Who? Yes. Remember he was a newsman.
Yeah, he was a newsman. Slowly degenerated into paternity tests.
And his wife looking down at her. Him through her Asian eyes because she's still doing real news. Just Asian eyeing him every time he walk in the house. Mm.
What a bizarre.
Where you been? Where's your small plastic pink bag? I did a lot of Asian girls. They love those little pink bags, boy.
Hey,
how do you got bananas and a pair of socks in there? What store is this?
Should we take a break?
Store sells bananas and socks.
Should we take a break and get this thing out of the way?
Yes. We doing maybe two of these shits, man. I'm tired of doing
stuff.
It's
only one sentence.
No, we got a bullshit in between.
Oh, yeah.
Got a horse shit it. You just talk, and I'm going to just nod. I know it's ready. I'm going to.
They can't record you nodding. It's nothing's picking up. Shrod, that's not Sam.
I'm going to give you a pound.
You cannot booty tang this once again. All right, so let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. We got Nick Mullen in the house. Tommy's here. Yeah. Karen's here. Yeah, the K-Bar's in the back. We're making something out of, I think, a volcano or something.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Peace.
Race Wars will be back after this. A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and receive your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Matt Serra.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we really feel like talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
We're back. Race Wars in the house. Nick Mullins back. What's up, Nick?
What's up?
What's the name of the podcast again?
Cumtown. I'm getting a lot of plugs in today.
Yeah.
This is great.
Cumtown USA, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody made a shirt. We don't even make shirts. Somebody made a shirt.
Made a shirt already.
Yeah, wear to Pride in San Francisco.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you have a picture of it?
On Twitter or something. Okay. It's like buried in my mentions.
So Cumtown t-shirt.
Yeah, and it's got Dr. Evil on it.
Oh.
A reference to, we had to do, you know Sadie Doyle, that woman that hates Kurt?
Oh, yes.
So.
Well, there's a lot of women who hate Kurt, but yes, I know that one in particular.
That one. So we're talking about Sadie Doyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying somebody, like a fan of the podcast,
yeah,
made a Cumtown shirt to wear to Pride, and it had Dr. Evil on it.
Oh.
And that's a reference to, so Sadie was having a meltdown last week.
Last week?
Well, constantly. For the last 25 years, she's been having a fucking meltdown. But it peaked. There was it started to peak last week. So basically, there was a woman she was friends with who tweeted something about not caring about that baby that got eaten by the alligator because it was white, it was like a white baby or whatever. And then
baby got eaten by...
Yeah, you know what? We talked about it at
Disney, remember?
At the Skankfest episode.
Okay.
Yeah, that chick got, it was all this backlash because she's some kind of activist lawyer.
Yeah.
She's like, it's always like a fuck the baby because his dad's white, yeah, or some kind of shit.
Well, and backlash happened. She's part of the Let's Get People Fired crew.
Right. Okay.
So then she got fired, and then that whole group had no leg to stand on. Because they've been getting fired.
Who fired her? The group or her job?
A bunch of fucking alt-right. Well, her job fired her, but it's because a bunch of like alt-right, like Milo and Milo didn't do it, but that crew got her fired. Somebody did it. Somebody contacted her employer.
The internet is such a silly place.
Yeah,
it's not even a real thing.
Well, Sadie,
it's unbelievable the mental defectives that get like a power rush from
the foolishness.
On. Yeah.
Is not real.
So her friend had to take, well, but they try to make it real. So her friend kind of ate what she was giving out to people.
Uh-huh.
Because she's personally like, I'm getting you fired. That chick was yelling about me, like, why should I be able to pay my rent and all that nonsense?
Mm-hmm. It's like, what is this?
Because they want that power. So they turned around on her pal.
Everybody talk about they want freedom of speech.
It's comical to watch them.
They don't want freedom of speech if you saying anything they don't want you to say.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why people would get on board with like a mob to affect, like, you know, let's get
somebody's livelihood. It's like the dumbest shit ever.
I get why they were doing it to her because that's
I understand it now. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now I'm on board with it. I think you should be on board. Disrespect that alligator baby. Whatever its name was. Cody. Cody the alligator.
His father, right. Steve-O, never should have hung him off that unicycle.
Yeah. R.I.P. to the alligator baby.
How did I still don't know about the story about that baby getting eaten by an alligator. Yeah, how did that happen?
Snatch a kid off the beach, an alligator snatched
on the beach?
It was the worst thing to happen in Orlando this month. It was the baby at Disney World. he like wandered off into, I guess they just have like man-made lakes in Disney, right, World. So this was at like a Disney World hotel. This wasn't, mm-hmm, just out in the fucking boonies somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the alligator wound up in there, but I think, you know, alligators,
they wind up in shit. Yeah, right. They run up in your pool, your swimming pool.
Lay
so
eggs.
Be like, yeah.
They,
yeah,
lay fucking eggs. So you can just, you know, a mother alligator can leave like a nest of them
and
in a lake.
And they just come out, yeah.
Yeah. So
terrifying.
I mean, it's pretty it's tragic. Like the kid's 2 year old just got snatched by an alligator, and then it took them like, you know, 170 hours to find the kid.
They found the kid?
They found the kid. Yeah, it didn't
eat it.
It didn't eat it. That's the shitty part.
They don't like fresh meat. They like.
They don't like white meat. Sorry.
No, they now get. They want the meat to be like decayed, so they kill you. But
yeah,
they want
decayed.
So,
yeah, it's, yeah, they'll eat it later. Yeah,
it's a horrific animal.
So it just drowned the baby. It just took him down and drowned him.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but wow. She said she didn't care, and then she got fired, and Sadie was like defending her for like, you know, 2 days, and then she had like a 30 reply tweet back and forth to herself. Yeah. You know, like, how could this happen or whatever? They're erasing the narrative of like a, you know, a queer woman speaking to, you know, it's bullshit.
Because she's then, gay?
I guess. Yeah, it's okay if,
yeah, you
know.
Can't. Just because you're gay, you can't say yay to dead babies.
There's a whole, yeah.
Well, now I support her.
Yeah. Well, she said queer, which I guess anyone, like, queer just means like you got
different
your hair cut
straight,
short,
yeah,
one time. Yeah, so.
I like your definition.
Is that, yeah, her?
That's her with the queer, okay, haircut. There it is. That's the uniform.
She seems like a sweet enough girl, huh? And she hates Kurt? I mean, I like two things
well,
about
she
her.
Went off, it was funny.
No, he does stuff, then she goes off about me.
All I did.
I'm not involved in
all
this
I
at
did,
all.
She tweeted 30 times to herself about this alligator lady. And there was one of them, I don't know, the final tweet, I just replied to it with the picture of Dr. Evil where he's going, right.
Right.
And she lost it.
Oh.
And fucking went on a 24-hour rant about, like, this guy's friends with Kurt, who rapes and murders women. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Did she say that?
She's been building up these charges to, like,
yeah, yeah,
these,
yeah,
crazy,
yeah,
proportions.
How does she know that?
It's because she spoke to me.
Yeah. How does she know? Is there a leak in my group? No, she adds new shit to it now.
She said you
were I'm beating and strangling, yeah, women now. I'm Jack the Ripper now. She's made a whole thing up.
Where is she from?
I do too now, yeah, by extension. I'm like, she's like rape joke comedian Nick Mullen, which is, I don't, all of my bullshit jokes are about like food. I don't have any joke, yeah, that's even close to being a
I got
joke.
One Shia LaBeouf joke and that's it.
It's, yeah, all about rape. Raping that sweet LaBeouf mouth. Then butt.
It's his fault, come on.
Where's this girl live? Where's she from?
She lives here.
In New York?
Yeah.
Why don't we invite her? She would be invited her to the
she
show?
She wouldn't do the show.
She wouldn't do our sweet show?
No.
I engaged her once and she said she would, but she wants to talk to Kurt off the air.
First?
Yeah.
You got a Nixon's take it out.
Nonsense, but I don't trust this Jake and I don't, we don't eat her. She's horrific.
Mean?
She's a horrific fucking person.
Is she a comic?
No.
I don't think she's horrific. I know a little bit about her. I knew her before the show. You told me that she was bipolar. She told me that you made accusations that
here,
she had
I'll
a
show
mental
you her,
illness.
Yeah, well, that'll
no,
show
but then
you.
I
why
looked
is
it
she
up
bipolar?
And she did
you can
talk
get
about
polar for
bipolar
free.
Yeah, well, so wait, why is she saying I lied when that's her article?
But that indicates to me that she probably does struggle with mental illness.
Yeah.
So I have some empathy for her, but she's also somebody who wants to have notoriety, who wants to be famous,
okay,
but then can't.
Take
what she gives.
But I was an
ass
woman
out here.
And that
might be a facet of her
this
mental
is another
illness.
One of these people that's going to want to ride
should
off
be great
my,
on the
meager,
show,
my meager amount of anything that I have going on. There's always some barnacle that's like going to attach their name onto it.
Okay.
With you know, I'm going to take down a powerful man.
There's
that's
only room
fucking
for
nonsense.
One barnacle, and that's me.
How old is she? I want to get on a show.
I think she's like my age, like 30s, early 30s.
Talk to her, Tommy. 30. Tommy, talk to her.
No, I mean, listen,
gay whisper
I'll engage
her onto
again.
The show.
I mean, I like Sadie Doyle. I like some of what she's written. I think she like has added value.
She writes
value.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
not her name. Yeah,
she's not dumb.
No, she's smart. I like Sadie.
But she is like, she is, you know, nuts.
Yeah, but who isn't, right?
She's like
Tommy likes her. That's why I want to bring on. Tommy's got a soft
who's
spot for her.
I do. I like her. I think she's done good work.
Okay.
I also think that she has some mental illness.
I think I read some of her stuff before. Maybe got mental
if
illness.
If Andy
but, yeah.
Warhol was alive, she would shoot him. We'll put it that way.
If what?
if Warhol was alive, she'd be shooting at him.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
She's a squeaky farm. She would try to put two bullets
fucking,
in Ford
yeah.
and Gerald Ford. Nobody. Two bullets. Squeaky farm. Squeaky farm.
I don't know.
Squeaky farm.
Squeaky. Yeah. Thank you. She tried to kill the president in the 70s.
This is all for me.
There's a musical about it.
Yeah, it
Assassins.
Is.
Assassins.
Yeah. She was a sexy assassin.
I learned so
huh?
much U.S. history.
She might be the only assassin I would give it to in American history.
There's a
except
love
for the
duet
chick who tried to
between
stab
the guy
my...
who killed John Lennon and...
Not getting it. No.
Jody and the one who killed Squeaky Frum. She's the Charles
yeah.
Manson one. Right?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
she's
yeah,
the Charles
yeah,
Manson
yeah,
one.
Yes. And she they
sang a
fraud.
Love duet.
Yes.
But to the like people that they tried
she
to
would
kill
get
for.
It. And then the chick who tried to stab Martin Luther King at the church.
Mm.
I'm just going off of people who I would have sex with who was trying to assassinate. Is that a good list?
That's how you read Wikipedia.
Who's the chick that stabbed that Mormon guy and then, you know, tried to put the camera in the washing machine? Jodi Arias.
Oh, yeah. She put the camera in the washing machine?
Yeah, she thought she would destroy the film. She took a picture of them fucking and then her killing him.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention. That was one of those Nancy Grace stories that I just...
I only noticed because she was hot and there was a lot of anal in it.
And the shower scene. Yeah.
Wait, he fucked her in the butt and then she killed him?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He must have been terrible.
She's like a Black Widow. Who does that?
No, he was
a spider.
You know, the dude was Mormon and wasn't supposed to be ass fucking, you know, this girl on the side. And so he would like fuck her and then be like, get away from me.
Oh, he was
and
Mormon?
And then she lost it.
Oh, I didn't know that touch to
him.
It.
Yeah.
Florida too, right? Was that Florida or Arizona?
I thought, that's Arizona.
Arizona
is the other one.
Arizona is the West Coast Florida.
Florida's the, you're like, oh, crazy.
Yeah, except it's beautiful. The people are just nuts.
Florida or Arizona?
Florida's beautiful.
Well, parts of it.
Yeah. Parts of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good looking, but it's nuts.
It's nuts. It's
because
nuts.
They don't know what to be. They don't know if they're in the South or they're in the North of the Caribbean.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, yes.
The worst place in the country is like rural Pennsylvania.
Why do you say that? Like, I know my reasons, but why do you say that?
Western Maryland.
Yeah.
Places where if it's like a blue state. But then the rural parts of blue states where, like, they're completely disenfranchised.
Right.
You know, they don't, like, nobody gives a shit about them elsewhere. Their counties don't put any money into, you know, as far as taxes go.
Why do you know about these areas?
Because I've done shows out there. Oh. Yeah. There was a place I used to do in Manchester, Maryland that was like...
Manchester, Maryland. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I went to college in Maryland. I know where that, but yeah, Manchester.
We get this off the goddamn screen too. I've been looking at this crazy bird bitch
just judging you.
I'm writing down every word.
every other Sadie blog post starts with "I'm literally shaking as I'm typing this." It's like, bitch, you have Parkinson's. That's not fucking normal to shake that much.
I, dude, you know what? I'll have a lot. Remember we had that.
I like the voice he picked for. Yeah. It's great.
She'd just be like bobbing up and down in a glass of water. Like one of those fucking, what do they call those dodo birds?
Yeah. Just typing no.
We tried having that one crazy chick on. They come on. They're always combative when they decide we're nice to people. They immediately come on.
Because they come in.
Yeah, Sherrod, really, Kurt.
Are you talking about that Megan Sullivan?
Yeah, the second they come on, they're swinging.
She hated you from the door. She wanted to get at you,
She's
Megan.
She's terrified.
Yeah,
and we mash her into a bonus episode with the other fucking nothing. And I just, there's all these crazy people out there, and their dream is someone with a minor amount, the teeniest amount of celebrity they're going to latch onto. I'm sick of them.
That's why I just send the wolves.
It's an achievable dream.
Well, those are the only people you can actually criticize where you're not going to see any, like, blowback. Like,
that's true.
You know, I mean, because even when Lindy was doing the whole, like, anti-rape joke thing, people would point at Louis C.K., and she's like, see, guys, this is somebody that does it right. It's like, no, you just know that you can't fucking take down Louis C.K. If that was an open mic like, or doing that joke, you'd be like, excuse me.
It's
like Louis C.K. started from somewhere, so she would have booed him if she didn't know
him. It's such a bizarre thing now. And I don't end up, I'm not even like favoring one political side or the other because they both have their awful gang now.
Mm.
But they're so concerned with nonsense. I mean, it's such like, you clearly come from a okay life because you're worried about like entertainment
foolishness.
Like that. And it used to be an old church lady's job to do that.
Yeah.
And now it's 20-year-olds. It's so strange.
She's been an old black lady on 227 out the window. And everybody's business. I forget her name. God bless her soul. She got to be dead by now.
Yeah. So I don't know what I don't know what 227
Tommy. You don't watch
Jack A. Come on, Mary. Come on,
Mary.
That's where like gay and black shit overlaps.
Yeah.
Jack A.
Every
Jack A. That's where the corner of gay and black.
It's a Venn diagram, and the middle is like an asshole.
Yeah. Every show that Jack A's on, the gays love though.
Yeah, it's true.
227.
Yep.
Sister.
Why do they like any? They like. Anyone she's they can on the dress up like.
She's on the rail?
No. What's her name? Tia or Tamara?
Oh, yeah. That's right. One of them.
Is that the thing? If a gay guy could dress up like they love her, like your Shares.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a drag queen.
A drag queen. That's
if you're, if you're a woman who's a drag queen. Yeah.
One of them was doing like promoted tweets for Ragu, I think. One of them.
Why
I have
not?
Like a, I have like a parody account that makes fun of like New York Italian guys.
Yeah.
Like a Guido character. And she,
I think I'd kill Nick. Somebody's going to fucking kill Nick.
It only follows, the account only follows Ragu, and they were like retweeting Tamara.
Oh, I think she has a cooking show, that one.
Yeah.
They're hustlers. Believe. They're good.
How is ragu even a sauce on the mic? You had a taste of ragu?
Good. Yeah,
it's terrific.
I love
is
it.
Is that an Italian word?
I don't know.
It's like a type of sauce.
I think it's an Italian word for your disappointing gay first son. He's a fucking ragu!
He's a ragu!
Every Italian word is a slur. Pretty much all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
even eggplant.
Hey, he's a fucking fanuch.
Bunch of fucking eggplants.
That
in
might
here.
Be the, that might be the greatest Italian invention. Moulignan.
Oh, it's good. Listen,
the visual there that pops in your head when you first hear it, and you're like, it means eggplant, and then you imagine an eggplant, and you're like, oh yeah, okay. All right, that's pretty good.
At least it has smooth skin.
An eggplant does have smooth
skin. I can rub an eggplant all day. It's like, oh, what are you made of? What is that, leather or silk? You eggplant, you sneaky black
what's
bastard.
The, when they got on Sopranos, when they got mad, the fat guy was gay, and he kept calling him a Finocchio. That's great. But you know what that is? That's fennel. It's a plant. It's like really ruffly. That makes me laugh so hard because the plant looks like all their
frogs.
Things are based on stuff that goes in a sauce. Yeah. That's like all their slurs.
We put it
in
the
fucking fennel. A bouton.
Ah, they are good with the insults, boy.
Yeah, they're all gravy-based insults.
I saw Andy Richter buying a cannoli in Little Italy the
really?
Other night. Yeah,
believable.
He didn't see that. I didn't. He didn't. I mean, we don't know each other. I knew it was him though, and he looked pissed off. And then I tweeted at him. I was like, "Were you buying a cannoli at Ferrara last night?" And he didn't respond to it for like 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And then what'd he say?
Yes, why?
You? You should have said, I saw your fat face sweating and eating it, you fucking nothing.
I was just having one. It was just one.
There's nothing less happy, like less good news than some stranger saying they saw you somewhere really close to you where you live.
Yes, and definitely if you're a fat
no
boy.
News I want to hear less than that.
If you're a fat boy and you was eating something, that's even worse. Like, what?
I saw you shame eating cannoli after cannoli.
I got it for the first time on Grindr the other day. I texted you.
What?
The guy was 130 feet away from me, and he said, go to Gay Tommy on Grindr.
Oh, really?
It was a guy who recognized me from being like retweeted in a photo.
You're blowing up, Tommy.
That's right.
And he's going to become go-to.
His headline was Sucking You Now.
Oh, shit. Tommy's going to get laid and then hate crime.
Yep. What's he, what is he into?
One way, and he sucks podcast. Like a bottom. He said he sucks like a bottom, but he's verse.
Wait, verse? What the fuck did that mean? Was that a spell?
All right.
Did you just cast a spell on me? You said
he sucks like a bottom, meaning he's hungry for dick in his mouth, like a bottom.
Oh.
But he's verse, meaning versatile, so he'll put his dick in you.
Oh. And
well, what does goofy foot mean?
Goofy foot? Who's a southpaw?
Yeah.
What is a goofy foot a real thing?
It's a skateboard. It's like
Wait, what is goofy foot? It's a
it's like skateboard? when you with your like right foot forward.
Make it
rather
something.
Than the left.
I don't know.
Make it a gay thing.
I'm into it. I'll put it in my profile. All skater, see what happens.
Pretty much every skateboarding trick should be a gay sex act. That is my new idea. We just make them all.
So did you get up with this guy on Grindr? What happened?
No, I didn't.
Was he cute or not cute?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
I just want to know who's listening to the show.
He's very cute.
Okay.
Professional.
28-year-old IT tech, maybe IT analyst.
You're never going to meet a nice girl this way.
No, what am I going to not procreate?
Make some grandkids.
Put it in Suck You Now's mouth.
When are you going to settle down?
I never heard Hungry Like a Bottom before.
Is that song
Shook me
by,
to my core.
That's a Turned
On?
Song.
That's called being turned on, Shrek.
That's an 80s song.
Why is my dick like so erect?
By Wham. Or who was?
Hungry Like a Bottom. That's got to be an album.
I'm hungry like the bottom.
Duran Duran.
It's Duran Duran. That's right. Duran Duran. Hungry Like the Bottom. The 80s was a strange time.
God.
Remember the 80s? Well, like, that's when I was a kid when they first had, like, you weren't sure if people were gay.
Oh my God, but looking back, they're obviously gay. Everyone was so fucking faggy, like all of the pop stars. It was amazing.
Yeah. But we called everybody gay, but white people, y'all always like this. He's different. Yeah. Liberace. Nobody want to call Liberace gay, dude.
Still, listen,
that's why we couldn't trust white people. It's like, you lied to yourselves.
But that was the hit. That was still the top of Prince, his gayest years.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Child molester.
The guy from The Last Dragon.
To this day, white people never call Michael Jackson gay.
Dude, Elder Barge.
No, he's a child molester. Right? We can agree on that.
The best of all of the guys.
They just released that.
I don't buy it. Tito's been in that house too, motherfucker. You don't know whose stuff that is.
All right, Fett Fallon.
People who didn't
know. They were all molested by
it. It was Tito.
Everybody's been in and out of fucking.
Who's the sister everyone forgets about?
LaToya? No, Rebe. Rebe's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember she had Centipede? That song Centipede? Centipede! Ah, I'm so good. I was the fuck Rebe back when I was 12.
Rebe, where is she now?
She's out some Ashton sandwich check. Place.
Probably a Jehovah now.
I'm sure she's Jehovah.
Yeah.
The best closeted guy is Rob Halford.
Who?
Because Rob Halford, lead singer of Judas Priest. Yeah. No one knew he was gay. I mean, the other guys were like kind of, but Rob Halford, so like he would dress like how he dressed in the gay clubs, which is like all that leather daddy shit. Mm. And then he brought that into
that
metal.
Look. Yeah, he brought that look
into
metal.
He brought that into metal, and then all these metal guys were like, this is fucking, this is badass, dude.
And it was all gay stuff. All of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're all just dressing like
I got a ball gag, like a warrior.
Yeah, I can't close my mouth. Just nipple piercings and chains going in their
Where's
assholes.
Where's my Conan piercings?
But that's the same shit the when you see these hip hop kids walking around with their pants hanging down, the same fucking gel shit they're doing in there. It's like, it's all gay. What do you think is black culture? It's just gay culture from black gays who made it cool.
That's
what
creates
everything. Bring it out. Yes.
It's black gays.
A black gay
and
dude.
Really, RuPaul.
Yeah,
if you want to get down to it, everything that RuPaul does is now coming into straight culture. Starting with they lip sync for their lives at the end of every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Straight people co-opt it into lip sync battle. Now he has this segment called Snatch Game, which is like a gay version of Match Game from back in the day. And now Match Game's coming back, and that's all because of a gay black man, RuPaul. Yeah,
he's making scrunchy socks. So
don't forget it.
Should I get some scrunchy socks?
That's like you're like the big short guy with the fucked up eye.
I didn't see it. I hope that's a compliment.
He's the guy that predicted that. Market crash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but just look at gay people if you want to know what's going to be popular.
Oh, that's
in a
definitely.
Year.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and black gay people.
And the darker the gay person, the more likely it's going to catch on.
Let me tell you the most, because all these sci-fi movies never get it right, like the future, but I'll tell you one that I think is totally a predictor of the future. The Fifth Element.
Chris Tucker?
With Chris Tucker. Yeah. That is going to be the coolest shit in the world. Like, are you green?
Yes, that's what hip hop's turning into.
Where is Chris Tucker?
I just saw him not long ago in Atlanta.
Yeah,
he came in and did time on my show. I was headlining, and they said Chris Tucker wants to do time. I'm like, all right, and he didn't do very much time.
No shit.
He wasn't like a dude just taking your show.
He came to the summit. He's on tour and doing a special.
Did he like Dave Chappelle make a certain amount of money and say, I'm just going to like maintain my dignity?
He had some kind of tax problems when he made that
he
money.
He made his money. He bought a lot movies? Of shit. He does make movies. He's in a bunch of movies. He was just in a fucking shit with a...
What?
The Dumb Dumb with the Girl.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yes. But that's the
Silver
first
Linings Playbook.
Yes,
Dumb Silver Linings Playbook.
That was the first time I'd seen him in years, though.
And they got another movie coming out now. Yeah, he's in
3 years, 4 years later.
Yeah.
When is he going to explore that Fifth Element?
But he's when you're sitting on $50 million, $100 million, you're like this. I go, I don't go. Who cares? You got $100 million.
A clip of him from Fifth Element.
Oh, he was great.
Do we that sparkle?
That movie was underrated, by the way.
You it was kind of good.
You know what movie holds up as far as predicting the future?
What?
Minority Report.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much shit from Minority Report is like, okay, well, like curved LCDs, the way the screens look, like the way the cars are designed, like concept cars still look like that. There's a bunch of shit in that movie that like we're kind of on track.
Isn't that all one writer?
Yeah, a lot of
that iRobot. Like Blade Runner, aren't they all the same writer?
Phil K. Dick,
yeah,
is that who it is?
Yeah. Well, but he's not the one predicting all the cool. All right,
yeah, that's like
all night long. Ruby Rod.
Ruby Rod. Ooh. Think of the tubular fucking vagina on his head.
Two word vocabulary. It must be green. Okay.
Look at his hair; it's like a dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, something's happening. Yeah,
this is like Elder Barge. This is every 80s pop song sounded like his voice.
Elder, his voice, yeah. It's kind of Elder Barge.
Oh my god.
coming.
All right, we don't need to watch all.
Yeah, I like this movie.
They always want to put a black man in whatever that is.
Yeah, that's not even a dress. It's like,
it's like a flower holder.
They dipped them in Christmas candy. Yeah.
He looks like
said, go do something.
Like those like original New Orleans prostitutes that inspired jazz with their fucking syphilitic pussies.
Lady Day, is that you?
That's the name of the album, Syphilitic Pussies by Muddy Waters.
Created jazz by being so diseased.
You can think that you government saw that, for that.
That NPR thing?
Yeah, yeah. You saw that Ken Burns documentary about the pussies? One in four men in the South died in those 4 years.
The one man Tuskegee who developed jazz?
There's some guy that's just got a wooden dick. A silver nitrate photo of a wooden dick guy. The top of the dick is still on the wood. It's like a peg dick. He's got his hand in his
I got a peg dick now. That's what they should have gave the Game of Thrones guy, a nice peg dick.
I don't want you. Stop talking about Game of Thrones. I'm waiting to watch them all at one time. Shut up, Kurt.
Okay, well, you missed the best part.
All right, first they're of all, still talking about it. You said okay, then you kept talking.
Okay, from now on, I have to tell you this one part.
What part? It burns him inside. He doesn't want to talk about it. I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, anyway, that's the future, Chris Tucker and that outfit.
That's how what men going to look like? If black men are like that, I just imagine, why is fucking Bruce Willis? That's how what they do to black people in fucking sci-fi movies, though. They always trying to chaz us.
We can't be a regular future.
So white people in the future is just a dude. This Bruce Willis in a different shirt.
This was the thing in the mid-90s. This type of like gay effeminate, it was in Romeo and Juliet, too.
Trust me, all the guys who, all those monsters with the guns looking for them in that room, that's all black dudes. That's black dudes in the future. That's what they look at us like.
Those are the guys that shot up Charlie Hebdo.
Look at Idris Elba in that new fucking sci-fi movie. Beautiful Idris Elba. Beautiful face. Am I right, Tommy?
What movie?
I don't know.
They got him all fucking, but they got him all, but he's known as a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Look at the mask that they got on his face. You don't even know it's him.
Well, doesn't have to be beautiful in every movie.
Yeah. I know, but come on, make the most of it. They're not going to do that to Angelina Jolie's face.
They did it to Tom Hardy.
Even Angelina Jolie's animations are cute.
I don't know what movie you're talking about. So
yeah, it's a new movie. He was in Star Wars or something.
They tried to do that with what's her name, Cameron Diaz, like 9 times. They tried to make her fucking ugly in movies.
Oh right, yeah.
And it's like she's still hot.
Charlize Theron gets ugly.
I think time finally got up to Cameron Diaz though.
Aileen Wuornos.
She played Beetlejuice. The Lesbica.
Did you see Lupita Nyong'o's character in Star Wars? Just to give you an example of what they do to black people in space.
No, I didn't say.
Wait, was she that stupid Yoda woman
with the fucking dumb glasses? Like,
I hated that.
Whoopi looked good on Star Trek. She looked like Whoopi.
They had to make a fucking Whoopi
look good. You saw what they did, LeVar Burton.
The glasses woman is an homage.
They took the gift. They took his sight and threw the nigga in space.
Why is there no homage?
And made him put a hair thing down for his eyes.
That was the only amount of racism they allowed in the movie. Was that old Chinese lady?
Why?
Because all the Lucas Star Wars are incredibly racist.
Why?
Well, because the premise of all of them is like, oh, it's in space. It's 1,000 years ago. And everybody's Chinese, basically. Everyone who's an alien is like a Chinese person.
And all the merchants are Jewish. Episode
one was a fucking roller coaster. That was like a fucking minstrel show.
It was financed by the international merchant class.
That fucking floating elephant guy with the nose that bobs up and down. Maybe $2. You keep more than $2, please. More money, please. But so in the new one, you know, it's like, you know, it's a woman hero. They have a black guy hero. Yeah. And then just for George, they put in that Chinese, like, old, like, I can't see you. Come closer. I can't see you like Luke Skywalker.
I thought she was supposed to be Jamaican.
It's like a long
the old Chinese lady in the new one. She's not supposed to be.
She's Chinese?
She's absolutely Chinese.
He had the same Chinese characters in his movies that, like, fucking John Hughes had in 16 Candles. Fucking Long Dong. Fucking
Long Dick Dong. Duck Dong.
How racist was that?
No, that was horrific.
And y'all was like, that movie was great.
Wait. In what movie?
Bro, 16 Candles?
16 Candles. Long Dong.
Exchange
Student. Oh, that's classic. You can't make anything that great today.
that great today.
Oh, sexy American woman. What's the harm?
Oh, that's so bad.
Hey, sexy American girlfriend.
As much as people shit on Suey Park, she really did make it not okay to shit on Asians anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like she really did like what she set out to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Suey Park?
She's a barista who became like an internet sensation.
Yeah, she was the girl that did that cancel Colbert hashtag.
Oh, okay.
Because she read a tweet wrong or didn't understand what the joke was.
She completely confused the R's with the L's.
Yeah, that's what happened. It got lost in transration.
Hold on. What did you say? You knew someone who's had a cat named from Korea with a cat named Carol?
No, it was a little Taiwanese girl, and she had a dog, and she had named the dog Carol.
Not a chance in hell of that name ever being said.
She gave that name so her parents wouldn't make her food, her pet food.
Oh, this is it. This is the fucking video. This is so funny.
It's Josh Sepp.
Joining us now is the author of that very same tweet.
We have Josh on.
Yeah. Having me. Josh.
Why cancel Colbert?
I think it's really to make a statement that this sort of thing happens weekly, that Asian Americans are always a punchline. And so I think we're just trying to make a point that people will be held accountable the next time they do these sort of things.
I mean, do you understand the point of satire?
Of course I understand satire. I'm a writer.
I felt like it was very condescending the way that he was treating me.
It's just a stupid opinion. I mean, it's a misunderstanding. Really?
He just called my opinion stupid. The gloves came off. I saw that he was being aggressive, and so I bit back.
It's incredibly patronizing for you to paint these questions this way, especially as a white man. I don't
know. Shut up!
Especially as a white man.
Especially.
Go get eaten by an alligator. That's their
gift. White men don't have the right to have an opinion. That's not what I meant, and it's not what I said.
In most conversations, people are looking
good
at these
guys. God.
This guy's the fucking worst. Is Arthur Chu?
I like this.
He's the fucking worst.
What is his activism to stop backyard plastic surgeries?
He's a comic, isn't he? Yeah.
Out of context quote.
He's brutal looking.
Yeah.
Leave him alone, y'all.
God damn.
The best Arthur Chu burn ever heard. Someone said he looks like a minion with Down syndrome.
Oof.
Well, speaking of Colbert, I'll be on July 15th, by the way.
Hell yeah.
All right, will you?
Yes. Damn right. I'm going on it for Black and White. You know, promote that show, B. Well,
that was part of a sci-fi.
July 15th, baby.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
That was part of a sci-fi show called The Internet Ruined My Life.
Right, and she had to leave because there was a sniper.
Oh, yeah. They have a reenactment, and it's great because they do this dramatic reenactment, and the woman they get to play Suey is like a much hotter Asian woman.
That was the reenactment right there? No.
That was just her.
She looked hotter back then than she looked when she was commenting on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the stress has not been good.
It's not been good to her. Uh-uh. It rounded her out, but she's still a cute girl, but you can definitely, she's a different girl now.
Yeah.
She's not that little girl that she was bouncing around talking with Josh. Now she's a seasoned,
why they always
angered,
have a friend that you can pick, you just immediately know what the friends are going to look like. Is gonna say the friends.
That was her friend?
Now, here's white guy with a beard and some nerd glasses. Here's another guy with another kind of nerd glasses. Here's another Portland fucking... There's another Portland Twinkie to fucking.
They work at the Portlandian Gazette.
It's unbelievable. Just little sweet young unbullied mushrooms who've been growing in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I fear for them when they just look online. Oh my goodness!
They all need to go back to junior high school to get knocked down a peg.
It's just a totally different fucking place.
Yeah.
From the East Coast liberal is not the same as West Coast liberal, dude.
No, because we got to be on top of each other, so you got to really interact with whoever you're talking about.
It's not like that fun.
I think it's just because we have winter.
Yeah.
Well, they got winter. They got winter.
They're perpetual gray. They're just angry and depressed.
And wet.
And taking it out on everyone else.
Just like they said on, like, what is it, Seattle?
It's a weird mix of, like, that ultra-sensitive kind of far liberal type, and then like a redneck, but they're like logger rednecks. It's like, a strange.
They said there was a correlation between the suicide rate in Seattle
with the
rain. So the weatherman had all the pressure on him.
Yep.
He would come on and be like, "Let's just say it's not going to be sunny."
The weatherman just have a gun in his mouth right every day, and like he'll slowly take it out if you can talk him down.
Was Bud Dwyer the weatherman? He was a news guy.
No, but he was a politician who was busted in a corruption thing.
It wasn't. He wasn't a news guy.
No,
he
wasn't a news guy. Right.
He was a politician that got busted for.
He blew his brains out on TV.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, dude.
That's why I say, hey, man, nice shot. Remember that fucking song?
Oh, the filter song.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was political.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a shitty song.
No.
For guys that like, driving their truck around.
That was just like Hot Topic music?
Yeah.
It's a lot more.
He blew his own head off on television, huh?
Bud Dwyer, yeah.
Gotta respect that. That's the way I'm going to end it.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to go.
That's a good way to go.
You're not even taking anybody with you, just on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just
very samurai of you. You know,
I might take Ellen with me.
Ellen,
why not?
I don't
do it on the Ellen show. Look how mad Tommy got. She's one of us.
Ellen's like,
wear the same slacks.
That Ellen's, I just think her comedy was great, and then it slowly became daytime dancing. Yeah. Like whenever it became the dancing years, that's when I wasn't enjoying it as much.
That's when you had all the money.
Yeah, I guess that's what you do when money rains on you. And Ellen dance.
I still think Ellen's charming.
Me too.
If someone shot Ellen, that would be then they would ban guns.
Yeah?
That would be the one.
No. You think that's the one?
No.
I don't think children would do it. You know, I don't think a nightclub would do it.
That's a good
one. It would be Ellen.
She's so important. They shot Reagan and they didn't ban guns. Well, they don't give a fuck about Ellen.
Although, but that got the Brady Bill through.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Reagan switched to being for that Brady Bill.
Yeah, the Brady Bill. That was the last time we got some real gun controlled. That will.
And then all the gun nuts like, the Brady Bill will destroy our guns. It's people that are into that, there is no reasonable measure you can take. Like, what if just crazy people can't have one? No!
Yeah, crazy people should not have
blind
guns.
Blind people have to have one.
But here's the
thing. It's called a sight. That's the thing on the end of the gun that helps you aim. A sight.
You
what about the Supreme Court?
What about them? They got guns, too.
And then they're dumb laws. It's like they limit these little minor things that are easily gotten around.
Yeah.
You either got to have them or not have them. And then everybody's got to decide.
Yeah.
And if you want to have them, then guess what? Someone's going to get shot for no reason.
Yeah, you got access to everything. So it ain't like you're going to have everybody with a gun going to have a legal gun. Because that's how you get illegal guns. You get somebody to buy a legal gun, say it's stolen. Now you got a legal gun.
I don't know if it. Do you think it compares to Europe where. I just think because America's so big, that's why you can't really compare the European thing of where they're kind of largely not as many problems with guns by, you know, by a lot if you look at their statistics. But just because it's a smaller area to worry
Canada
about.
Is on top of us and it's stretched all the way across. So they got to have at least half of what we got here. So the gun violence is not half of what we got here. So
no, we have more than them.
The Supreme Court's limiting the rights of gun owners in the country, though. It indicated that the domestic violence abusers, domestic abusers, don't necessarily have the right to have guns.
Mm, well, there's also they ain't gonna be easy.
And
to pass.
One of the dissenting opinions was surprising. It was Sonia Sotomayor.
Yeah,
it was Clarence Thomas and Sonia Sotomayor. So that shows that it's not infallible. There should be a limit to gun ownership.
But here's
I don't
the
know
thing.
If that's the
here's
right
the
one.
Thing
I'm
with
not,
it. Here's why that could be a problem. Because what if you say you are a police officer somewhere, right? And your wife is your ex-wife, or somebody want to fucking bitch with you, say you hit her, just saying it. And now this is your job. You got to have a gun for your job.
I mean, that
so
goes,
now it's your livelihood.
Right.
Just because a bitch want to get even.
Yeah, I know. Okay, fine. But Sherrod, like, that's such a specific example.
But it could be any job where you got to have a gun.
I'm just saying that the
even
Supreme
a terrorist
Court,
is
the
like
Supreme Court
like that.
Recognizes that there is a limit to the rights of gun owners in this country.
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, you can't have a machine gun. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
A semi, no, an AK, can't. Well, what's the difference? I don't know.
A machine gun is a fully automatic gun.
Okay,
you can't
so
have,
yes, fully automatic are, but what's the difference if you can have a semi-automatic that can cause that kind? Like, what's the difference?
Well, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying that we have some kind of, like, you know, arbitrary limit where I got into it with it. Well, not into it. I was, like, fucking with, like, gun guys or whatever on Twitter. And we were talking about the AR-15, which is, like, the one everyone gets mad
it's
about.
It's popular right now.
Yeah. I shot one at Randolph.
Yeah, that's guns are as fun as
that's
shit.
What people don't want to talk about. It's fun to shoot guns. It's fun. It's fun to do it. Yeah.
So
do
have
it responsible,
a space where you can do it.
It's fun.
And so this guy sends me a picture. This gun guy sends me a picture of an accessory for the AR-15. So you know the magazine that attaches the bottom of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine like that, but then there's five of them. So it's like a starfish shape. So you can attach five magazines to the bottom of a gun for a total of 50 rounds.
Yeah.
And it's this ridiculous thing. And it just looks stupid. Like, what the fuck is the point of that? I asked him. And he's like, oh, nothing. It just looks cool. And I was like, well, how does that not apply to the rest of the gun? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, you're just making, at some point, the gun becomes ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it's not until you add this starfish thing. Because to the vast majority of people, it's just the gun to begin with. I don't understand why you need a thing that looks like an army man gun. You know, there's no reason for it other than to look cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they won't accept that. So, yeah, I mean, there is just a point in which people are willing to admit that, yeah, I guess
you
need this.
If you go to certain parts of the country, I met a lot of people with like doomsday bunkers.
Yeah.
When I go to certain parts of the country, I mean, a shocking amount. And it's, and you think like,
that
you know,
doesn't seem that crazy to me.
But
where they are, it's like, nothing's
sure
happening
is.
Where these people are.
I know. That's, dude, I was just stunned by the shit the guy. And then the reasons to have these bunkers are the most hilarious. This dude was like waiting for when Jesus comes. And the shit hits the fan, but he's not a good Christian, so he's probably not going to get saved in the initial
Oh, the initial Heaven calling Netflix. Home?
Yeah. He'll have to live through the zombie outbreak, so he's prepared for that, and then he'll get Jesus on the next time round.
There's a guy that does comedy in New York. I don't want to, like, just tell his story, but it's so funny. Like, I don't know if he talks about it. Yeah. This kid, like, Nick Whitmer, who was telling me, I don't know if he talks about it on stage or not, so I don't want to, like, step on a bit if he does it, but apparently his dad, back when, like, Bill Clinton was elected, he was like, Bill Clinton's the Antichrist.
Right.
And he moved the whole family to, like, West Virginia or some bullshit, and they became a bunker family. Safe. And he had to learn how to, like, hunt squirrel and eat squirrel.
Books will never find us here.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to do all that, and then Bill Clinton wasn't the Antichrist, and then, like, he said Obama got elected, and his dad was like, oh, how about this time? like, you already used that card.
I don't understand how if they could ban smoking in certain places, we can't just do a thing about guns. Like, when you could just ban, like, smoke in a smoking section of a completely closed indoor space, now you can't in front of a building, and nobody died, everybody's fine?
There are gun-free zones. Like, the Republican National Convention, you can't bring a fucking gun. You can't bring a gun in the RNC.
No.
Yeah.
They banned them this year.
Yep.
Should lobby for that, right?
For Cleveland, the Cleveland Army.
For armed.
Yeah.
For carrying government. Yeah, of course they're not going to allow that shit.
But New York,
then.
We live in New York City, and we got the same gun rights as everywhere else in the country, but we got also the strictest fucking gun laws. If you caught and busted with an illegal gun, your ass is going to get
When Franz was here, that's why he did that time. It was for a gun.
He had a gun on him?
Yeah, that's how he was away for like 3 years.
Yeah, New York don't fuck around when it comes to illegal guns. They don't.
That football player who landed here?
Yeah, Pico fucking, what's his name, from the Giants,
with
who shot
gun,
himself.
They made an example
Plaxico.
Of him.
Plaxico Burress.
No, I mean, there's a guy who landed at JFK or something, and he had a guy who's like a famous guy.
Oh yeah,
and they came after him extra hard to make an example.
Yeah, they don't fuck around in New York when it comes to illegal guns.
How do you not remember you have a gun in your goddamn bag? Like,
I think you just think you're above guns.
How did he get here? Crazy. With
it? People will say, "How do you forget that you have a bag full of weed in your bag?"
I see that more than a gun, though, dude.
But a gun don't smell like the loud, and you can't tell.
How did he get through security in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, in another country, how do you get through security?
That's probably why they came down hard on him, because it's a huge fuck up.
He wasn't from another country. He flew from another place in the United States to here, a place that had less restrictions. I don't think you could just fly with
some
a gun.
Some places you walk in.
There's a place that was not as restricted.
Somebody told me that there's a way to pack your gun in a bag that they just can't see it on the X-ray.
Was it that Egyptian guy that called earlier?
What happened?
Plus, you can go on a private plane and it's taken on there with you because you ain't getting checked by nobody.
Private plane,
don't check shit.
The TSA actually has an Instagram account where they post everything that they confiscate.
Oh, from
crazy!
I believe
World War One trench maces and shit.
It's so many Asian babies that they take away.
You forgot your bat, my bat with nails in it.
I talked to a woman that did auditing for like the TSA locations or whatever.
It's like an Asian nursery at the airport.
When I was at jury duty, you know, they have to scan you every single time. Doesn't matter. Like, they know you, that you've been there every day. They don't, like, you still have to go through security. And I obviously I just, like, go through my shit and take out whatever is, like, questionable. And I forgot. This went through every time. But then the guy was like, is that a bullet? And it was. I had, like, a bullet. It's a lighter, but it's the shape of a bullet, like a rifle bullet. And I had to, the whole line was held up. Everybody's looking at me like I'm an asshole, so I could just show him that, so I could light something for him.
I came back from Holland with a bunch of fucking weed and hash in my pockets of my jeans that was packed in my bag that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then when I got home unpacking, I was like, what the fuck is this lump? And I opened it, it was like a bunch.
But it's because you didn't know.
And I got scared and happy in 2 seconds. It was like, I'm home! It's the greatest feeling.
But you
of
know,
all
if
time.
You if you knew that it was in there and you're like, whatever, they would have got you.
Yeah, I would have. Sweating like New York, like any big buildings. Hey, and I guess we gotta wrap it up soon, huh? That's what you gave me. You gave me the signal. Oh yeah,
what's wrap up times.
Yeah, I guess so. Nick, welcome back, yo. You ain't been here in too long, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Nick, with your family, you son of a bitch. Yeah, don't let nobody kill you before you
check
come
out
back.
Cumtown.
Yeah, please subscribe.
Cumtown.
The Bad Boy Podcast iTunes. I'm surprised we made it because
New York's Last Bad Boy.
Yeah, John.
Is that our title? New York's Last Bad Boy.
Yes, that could be a good test.
But John was telling me, that it was going to be like a huge issue getting that name on iTunes, and he was wrong.
John
was
told
completely
us the
wrong.
Same really? Thing. John's bullshit. Yeah.
They don't care what the name's on fucking iTunes.
All right,
that's it. Race Wars be over. So we'll be back next week. Don't forget to check out Black and White July 13th at 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay. July 13th at 10:30 on A&E. And yeah, I'll be on a Colbert show July 15th, that Friday. Yeah.
Oh, I'm running my hour at the Standing Room in Long Island City on Friday, if anybody wants to.
I like that room. I like the food over there, too.
Oh, I might have some.
And we just finished Pride Month at Crest Mouth. Oh, Pride Month. Speaking of Cumtown.
How was the Pride weekend, Tommy?
That was good. The Pride weekend?
I hope you left. It was a weekend. If you didn't leave a little ashamed, it wasn't a good Pride.
Did you go to the parade?
I worked. I bartended on the weekend, so I worked right at the parade route. You know who I waited on? Straight people, and I hated all of them.
Oh.
I saw. I was there like two or three days ago, whenever it was.
Buying Adidas shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Stealing Adidas shirts. No, so you know, it's like all a bunch of half naked people celebrating, you know, sexuality, and then on the one corner, there's a woman in a wheelchair. This like old ass woman, and she's rail thin, and she's got her like jeggings pulled halfway down her thighs, and she's masturbating with both hands.
Yes,
and she's like, "Oh my god, oh my god!" And everyone's trying to avoid her, and it's like, "No, put her in the front of the parade. That should be the grand marshal.
She should be the marshal of the parade.
The shame of Pride."
Yeah.
Jerking off in public.
We're going to have to book her on our podcast.
Yeah. I actually stopped a dude jerking off, at, like a homeless dude, just the other day. This was 2 days ago. This woman sitting on the stairs on her phone. Homeless dude walks up and just stands in front of her, staring at her. Staring. And I'm walking toward them. I'm like, okay, something weird going on here. What is he staring at? So I got closer to him, saw it was just a woman on the phone. And then all of a sudden I see his jacket like this. And so I turned, I already walked past him, but I turned back, I was like, yo, man, what you doing? Beat it! And he was like, oh, what's up? And ran off, and she got up, she was getting up, and I was like, you all right? She's like, yeah, I'm good.
Sure, give him directions to the library. Have him laminated.
Did that just ruin homeless people masturbating for everybody?
This was broad day.
One bad experience.
Jerking it.
I love that they made, have you seen those, like, YouTube stations they made for, like, homeless guys to watch YouTube?
On the corners, You can charge your phone, you can watch TV. Yeah. I saw a guy in a wheelchair on 14th Street.
Well, I love it. It's because they don't have access to the internet, so you'll go by and they'll be like catching up on shit from like 10 years ago, like watching Dancing Baby. Like, oh, that was pretty good.
Whoa, that
the
day's on
Subway
day.
Hamsters.
What a chocolate rain.
We like the movie.
What do you know? We got a black president. Where have you been, homeless fella? All right, that's it. Race Wars, we done.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.